Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Clarence Page is working on his Chicago Tribune column that's going to be posted in a couple of hours and in the Sunday paper. He's a member of the Tribune's editorial board. He joins us now to talk about the video of the shooting of Adam Toledo. Good morning, Clarence.
Good morning, Bob.
A lot to digest here. It's going to be much more complicated and nuanced than the George Floyd incident, don't you think?
Definitely. This is not like the George Floyd and other episodes that we've seen of police misconduct or alleged police misconduct. This is one of those cases. It's just sad, first of all, Bob. Heartbreaking is the best way to describe it. Because I don't know if you've seen the video, but I watched it yesterday as soon as it was released, and I had to play it forward and backward about a dozen times to just get settled in my mind the fact that this all happened. The critical moments are about 2-3 seconds, where after calling on Adam Toledo to show both of his hands, and this is a dark alley at 2:30 in the morning, Officer Eric Stillman fired when Toledo finally produces both hands, and you can see that he did not have a gun in either one. And that then later you find out, of course, that the police found a gun right nearby, about 6 feet away, behind this fence that Toledo was standing in the gap of, and he apparently just dropped the gun and held up both of his hands. But this all happened so fast, and this is right after Stillman has been chasing him down the alley. And it's dark. There are weird shadows. I watched it and saw for a split second what looked like the shadow of a gun, and then realized after replaying it that it was just a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
It was all the kind of situation where it looks like Stillman was justified in firing his weapon. He certainly wasn't happy about it. He immediately goes over and tries to keep Toledo awake and administer a CPR, as other officers arrive to join in. And it's just one of those, it reminded me a lot of the other controversial police story from this past week of the officer who mistook her taser for a gun. Again, a split second kind of a decision. I was more satisfied watching the video of that, this was definitely a gun that she was holding up. But again, in the midst of this fracas and all that, people can make mistakes. And it looks like that with Stillman. But either way, you've got a 13-year-old boy who's dead.
Right.
And that is the real tragedy of this thing.
Right. The one thing all of these incidents have in common, they're all tragedies, although I think it's dangerous to lump them all together because all of them are so different. And as your colleague Mary Mitchell wrote in the Sun-Times today, the video, frankly, raises more questions than it answers. And I watched the video as well, Clarence, and mm-hmm. I keep thinking about assuming he did drop the gun and then turn around, assuming that is what happened, the time between the gun dropping and the turn where a police officer has to make a decision, you said a couple of seconds. It's probably less than 1 second.
It is less than 1 second. I misspoke there because it was a few microseconds. I forget the exact number. Mm-hmm. Somebody calculated it. But yeah, it's a blink of an eye. And that's what often happens when police officers in this kind of situation, they've got to assess it in the blink of an eye. It was only, a couple of weeks ago that Superintendent Brown in a news conference said described this as the kind of a horrible situation that police have nightmares about, and it's easy to see why. You got to make that quick decision and then live with it, or somebody can die with it. And this is what we have happening here.
Yeah, and I see where a lot of the experts now are weighing in on what happens when there's a foot chase and how officers should react when there's a foot chase. But whatever you're saying about this now, whatever you're thinking now, it's very dangerous for any rush to judgment at this point, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We certainly have learned the hard way. I say we in the media and other folks have learned the hard way about rushing to judgment. But it's very true. When you say this raises more questions than it answers, I actually had said that to my editor yesterday when I was doping the column. And I still feel that way because I know our readers certainly have things to say about this, why was this 13-year-old boy out at 2:30 in the morning? That's a big question in a lot of people's minds. But I have to say, having covered all this for more years than even I can remember, that life is complicated for a lot of families that are struggling in the first place, and you've got COVID on top of it, and it turned out that Adam Toledo's family certainly showed a lot of solidarity and support after his death. I was taken by how Adam, his mother had filed a missing person report about him about a month ago, and he showed up again the next morning, but the record of that was how police came to her to identify Adam's body, this is the kind of problem that, well, any of us who've had kids, I know our son was 15 when he had his first little runaway episode where he just didn't want to listen to us and he stormed out the door, and it's the kind of thing that happens. He got over that, but in our house, he was able to go through that phase unharmed, whatever. But a lot of other kids out there, Adam appeared to be under the influence of this older fellow, a 21-year-old, who was also arrested. This whole thing started with a shots fired episode. And the police arrested the other guy and were chasing Adam, who apparently had the gun, judging by the residue examinations that the police made. And that is the kind of a story that happens too often. But Adam was 13, right at that age where kids can go through all kinds of conflicts like that.
Right. Well, it's a good thing now that we have the body cam, like the one that was on this 34-year-old officer's vest. It creates some very, very confusing, complicated situations. And Clarence Page, we're grateful for your insight. We'll be looking forward to your Tribune column. Clarence Page, Pulitzer Prize-winning Tribune syndicated columnist. I enjoy your work as always, Clarence. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Bob. You too. Hang in there.